The team. The morning team on WSGW online. WSGW.com on air. 100.5 and 790. And Siri can help you find WSGW2. We are in the studio sponsored by Stone Specialists, your direct source of granite quartz and marble countertops. Search out Stone Specialists online at stonespecialists.net. We'll talk about some special programming coming up for the Independence Day holiday, but before we do that, I use the James Bond theme as you're with Dave and Pat and Art and Charlie for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's a cool-sounding theme.
Of course.
And Art Lewis, I think since I play so much music that maybe you don't appreciate, I know you would appreciate the Bond theme.
The greatest single film series ever conceived.
So says the man who... Do you have them all still, even all the new ones?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
excellent. Well, then you'd remember just a few years ago, there was a Bond film titled Spectre.
Yes.
Although that was spelled S-P-E-C-T-R. R-E, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, just like all our theaters around here.
Exactly right. I got a Spectre story of a different source, although it seems, sounds kind of like James Bond weaponry-like. You catch this story? This is from a publication called New Scientist. It says that the U.S. Marine Corps is testing a powerful electroshock weapon that can zap enemies from 300 feet away. That's like a football field.
Yeah. So a 300-foot taser.
Basically. Yeah. And it's called Spectre, but it's spelled S-P-E-C-T-E-R. Spectre, by the way, stands for... Somebody really worked on this one. Small Arms Pulsed Electronic Tetanization at Extended Range.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait.
Yep.
You said Spectre.
Yep.
That's S-P.
Yeah.
How do you get S-A?
Well, the small is capitalized, the arms is not, then the P is capitalized. So, you know, they're inserting words into the acronym. Small Arms Pulsed Electronic Tetanization at Extended Range. The weapon is the brainchild of Colorado-based tech research firm Harkin Dynamics. And it's being partly funded by the U.S. Department of Defense. The makers of Spectre say it can be fired from any 12-gauge shotgun.
So that's oh really?
You see, it's almost sounds like a step backward in technology, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Nothing against a 12-gauge shotgun, no, but no. You'd expect a little bit more in this, you know, year of 2020.
Now, does it kill or just stun?
Well, it's incapacitate, as it says here. Yeah, it incapacitates rather than kill, with a range of up to 300 feet. For comparison, a normal taser is 25 feet at best.
Yeah.
To avoid causing serious injury, the projectile deploys a parachute before it hits an enemy as it slows down before impact. The parachute halves the speed of the projectile. Apparently, if it didn't have it, the projectile could kill instead of just...
Yeah, be a gun.
Yeah. Spectre releases three electrode darts that Whoa. Penetrate clothing and skin.
Whoa.
These darts deliver the electric shock, which incapacitates the target. And even better than that, the darts will keep shocking whatever they've hit if movement is sensed to ensure the target stays down. So once you've been stunned into unconsciousness, and as you awaken from your stunned, unknown sense of whatever's going on, and then you twitch and move and try to sit up, bam, you're apparently shocked again.
Wow. Okay.
That's... some experts are expressing concern that the weapon could seriously injured if it does not deploy correctly. In fact, a spokesperson for the Omega Research Foundation says if the parachute does not deploy correctly, then you have the danger of direct impact with blunt trauma and possible penetration. If it hits the head, there's a risk of serious injury or death.
Whoa.
Well, again, wow. I understand that. But
it's
again,
a weapon
it is,
in the field of battle, though.
That's what I say. It is being developed by the U.S. Marine Corps. Yeah. I mean,
And before you ask, the answer is no.
Oh, man. Well, you,
you're about to say you wanted to try it out. I know.
Well, I'm figuring that at some point, how do you know if it works unless you actually test it?
This really does sound like something developed by Q.
It does.
It really does.
Yeah, it does. Right, exactly.
And you do have to try it out to see if it works. I mean, because a lot of his gadgets sometimes didn't. Remember, yeah. Whenever James would walk through his. His lab, right?
Yeah, something would go off.
Something would go off that wasn't supposed to.
It's not clear, by the way, when Pentagon officials hope to get this weapon into the hands of the Marines. So stay tuned for more about Spectre. And also, apparently, as I read in the story from New Scientist, it says here, in other news, the U.S. military is reportedly developing a laser weapon that can generate the sound of a voice out of thin air. Okay, I'm not sure what that would accomplish. Also, the army is testing a 50 kilowatt laser weapon that could incinerate drones, helicopters, planes, and missiles. Okay,
I'm not surprised that doesn't fall into the wrong hands.
I'm not surprised about that. There'll be a smaller version of police agencies to knock down drones.
Well, knocking down and incinerating, it'll be a little different there. Anyway, just thought you'd like to know what Spectre is all about. Stay tuned. Who knows? Maybe it's a weapon of the future.